Good question. I'll start with Pardot, i.e. account engagement. Salesforce Core, as in your Sales Cloud instance, and account engagement, i.e. Pardot, they have a close relationship. And Salesforce imposes quite, I wouldn't say stringent, but extra storage costs. So I think that's every admin's bugbear, is that they have to keep checking storage costs. You know, how many contacts, leads, accounts, assets, opportunities, whatever, do you store in your Salesforce org? Account engagement, on the other hand, doesn't do it in such a way. You get, you know, a certain number of prospects. I think it's 10,000 prospects. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe it's 20,000 for free. And then every 10,000 above that, you pay more. So there are storage limitations for both. But I think it's all about just keeping your databases clean, saying like, okay, if I pump in 1,000 random contacts to Salesforce and they sync to account engagement, what's the consequence? Or vice versa, like how much more could we be paying? Is it necessary? So this is what I'm shouting about all the time, data quality, data retention. I think because in Europe, we were pretty, I don't say well-trained, but pretty restricted under GDPR. And now a lot more privacy regulations coming in through America. So I think you guys are just slowly, you know, with CCPA and other ones that are forthcoming, I think this is going to be a practice or a mentality that a lot of people start to adopt. We had that in 2018. So it was a big shock and it was kind of a rush to get it done. I'm not going to lie. But anyway, with Marketing Cloud, I would say there's not like a limitations with Marketing Cloud. I would say just the sync to Salesforce, you have to be very, very considered in how you organize your database in order for it to sync to Salesforce. There's something called email individual results where you can, if you're a salesperson looking at a contact record, you can see results, email results from Marketing Cloud for that individual. Whereas, you know, with account engagement, you can see a lot more. I think there's pros and cons to each. I think things will change very quickly also. I would say that, not giving away any big news or secrets, but I know that there's going to be big changes in terms of how these two essentially separate platforms, so Pardot and Marketing Cloud versus the Salesforce Core platform, how they might be combined bit by bit. I think honestly, there's going to be big changes in the next 1 to 5 years.